Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You can't win anything with kids.
I would love it if we beat them. Love it.
How much are the players looking forward to Arsene Wenger arriving?
Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Phoenix Five. On this week's show, we're going to do an underrated 11, but this time from the noughties. On this week's show, finally, we've got the Phoenix Five all back. So everyone is here with us this week. So Graham, how are you doing, mate?
I'm fine. Paul, how are you, boys?
Yeah, all good. Yeah,
so. Yeah. No one's pleased to see me, obviously.
Mute.
Yeah, move on.
All on mute.
Holland, how you been, mate? You all right?
Yeah, sound as a pound. Good to see you all again.
Yeah, all good. Thanks, mate.
And Miller.
Yeah, brilliant.
Lovely. So, let's get this week's episode underway. Goalkeepers we're going to start with. And I'm going to start with this one. And I've gone for Thomas Sorensen. Underrated. 364 appearances, 107 clean sheets, and only conceded 152 goals.
Because he was on the bench most of the time. You can't concede on a bench.
Okay, I'll read it again then. 364 appearances, 152 goals conceded. I use this, I don't know who everyone else has got, but I've used it as I went through three goalkeepers. I had Shea Given, I had Thomas Sorensen, and Jerzy Jeskalainen. And it was difficult, but I think Shea Given, I don't think he's underrated. I think he's perfectly rated. Jerzy Jeskalainen, I looked at it, he's conceded 377 goals in 436 appearances.
Yeah, but he played in a crap team, let's be honest.
Sorensen played Sunderland.
Yeah, but Sunderland weren't too bad when he was there, really.
Bolton were a good team when he was there. But, I mean, that's my pick. So, for me, I've gone with Sorensen over Jerzy just because of the goals conceded for me. But we'll go to Graham. Who have you got?
Yeah, took the words out of my mouth, mate. I've got Jerzy Jeskalainen. Reason being, the term shot-stopping is like sort of, it's used a lot nowadays and people throw it back at you. Yeah, but that's what the goalkeeper's supposed to do. Of course they are. But I think Jeskalainen was better than a lot of goalkeepers at that time. I haven't, to be honest, on this 11, I haven't gone into the top, the big heads, as you call it, United, Chelsea, Arsenal, etc. But from memory, yeah, I think not so much Jens Lehmann, but Almunia for Arsenal and Barthez for Manchester United. I think Jeskalainen is just as good, if not as better. Just my opinion. In my opinion, yes.
A World Cup winner.
Yeah, but he weren't that good, Paul Barthez, let's be honest. Hang on. You, in a previous podcast, we have to go back, you actually stated that Barthez was crap.
At United,
Yeah, at United, yeah, of course. That's what I'm talking about. Jerzy Jeskalainen was at Bolton at the same time Barthez was at United, exactly. So if you're asking me between the two, I think Jerzy Jeskalainen was better than him. And I think he was underrated because he played for Bolton. You just stated how many games Sorensen played for Sunderland. Jeskalainen played 474. That's a lot more than Sorensen. Oh, no, look, listen, we can go around and around. I'm picking Jaskalainen. I think he was underrated. He could have played at a higher level or a better team, should I say. And I'm sticking with that boy.
Harper?
Right, well, this is where you're probably all going to jump straight down my throat. But I've gone for Carlo Cudicini.
Good shout.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
That is a good shout.
The reason being, right, listen, there's no getting away from it. He is, in my eyes, a class keeper. But in 12 years, like, he played 150 appearances due to that he's always, like, he was second choice to Ed De Hooy. He only played one full season at Chelsea. That's 2003, 2004. Then they signed Petr Cech.
Was that Ranieri's first year?
Huh?
Was that Ranieri's first year, Cudicini?
I'm not sure who's first. It was 2003, 2004, basically. That, and then in 2004, 2005, they bought Petr Cech. And then literally he stayed to Chelsea to 2009. Then he signed for Tottenham, where yet again, he was there. He was at Tottenham for like 3 years. He was and only made 19 appearances.
Yeah, but he was poor. Sorry? He played at Tottenham. You have to question if he's not getting in the team.
If you remember, like, for me, he is the probably the best second, like, keeper in those years. He would have got in most teams as their first choice goalkeeper. It's only because Petr Cech was quality this when he first came.
I've gone for Brad Friedel. Now, I was expecting a reaction here, but you haven't given me one. Now, I just thought, you know what? Longevity, he was still playing until he was about 40 at the top level. 290 appearances for Blackburn, 114 appearances for Villa, and 50 appearances for Spurs. 500 appearances in his career. Never let you down. So, yeah, for me, Brad Friedel.
Okay, Miller?
Same as Graham. Yes, Glynham. If he got a chance to play for a bigger team, he would have fitted into that mould or, as he said, shot stopper, underrated in my opinion. So, yeah. I like Cudicini. I forgot about Cudicini and Brad Friedel, to be honest. But if, as I said before, I tried to pick players that would fit into, say, a Man United team, into an Arsenal team, and they wouldn't be out of place, I think he could have gone straight into the starting 11 of any of the top three, four teams in the league at the time and still performed.
Okay. Well, for me, as I said, it was a close one between Jersey and Sorensen. I only went on it based on the goals conceded in the end because I thought they were both very good goalkeepers. Let's lock the goalkeeper in because there's 10 other positions to get sorted. I'll start on my vote. I'm going to go with Jerzy Jeskalainen because I think he was on my backup anyway. So for me, it's Jerzy. Harper, who are you going with? Are you sticking or are you going to twist?
I'm sticking with Cudicini.
Okay, Miller?
Yeah, I'm sticking with mine. Jeskalainen.
Holland?
No, I'm staying with Friedel.
Graham?
Sticking with Jeskalainen.
Lovely. So that's Jerzy in. That's free for Jerzy Jeskalainen. So that's free for him. So he's the goalkeeper in. Left back on this one. I'm going to go to Harper. Left back, who have you put in?
Well, this was another tricky position. There was a few that popped out to me, but like obviously for longevity, didn't play. He was pretty solid, like a 7 out of 10 each week. I've gone for Herman Hreiðarsson.
Nice.
Yeah, like he played Ipswich, Charlton and Portsmouth. Never really played for one in the top teams, but hey, he was a big old lump. He used to score goals. Pretty good defender, in my opinion. So, yeah, I've gone for Herman Hreiðarsson.
Holland?
I have gone for Olivier Bernard from Newcastle. I tried to do it off of memory, so I'm not going to fire out many stats on it. I've got a few bits and pieces, but I tried to use my memory for players that I thought were underrated from then on. So yeah, Newcastle's Olivier Bernard.
Miller?
Leeds, Ian Hart. Very underrated, in my opinion.
Yeah, I like Ian Hart. I looked at him myself.
He should have got a chance to move on to a bigger club. Don't get me wrong, Leeds were flying at the time when he was in
the
team.
That's what I mean. I think there he was in a good side.
Yeah, in a good side. But once that team started to digest and go their own ways when they had the money problems, he's one of the players that I believe should have got the opportunity to progress his career at a bigger club. He was good enough.
We'll come back to that then. Graham?
Yeah, I found at the 11, I find that the left back and one of the centre mids very tough. I did put Bernard in, like Holland from memory, and I've done a bit of digging, and I opted for Michael Gray of Sunderland. I found them both very, very similar. But I'd say out of the two, I think Michael Gray at Sunderland, when he was in his prime, which was at Sunderland, he played for a lot of clubs, I think he was a bit more intelligent on the ball. When we spoke of our last one, we spoke about Ekiog and Southgate, very similar, but the guy that's got the most knowledge, as in when to run, where to run, the crossing ability, the tracking back and the tackling, Michael Gray just edged it for me. So for left back for me, I've gone for Michael Gray of Sunderland.
Interesting. We've all gone. Yeah, that's quite a selection. No one's doubled up so far. And I'm not doubled up because I've gone for Aaron Hughes from Newcastle, Villa and Fulham. Again, I've gone for memory. The fullbacks are difficult because a fullback is quite a difficult position that you can think who's underrated. I don't really feel Bart Bernard was that underrated. I think Ian Hart was a very good shout. He moved on to Levante, I think, when he left Leeds.
He went abroad. But for me, very underrated as a defender. Yes, the Leeds team was very forward on the front foot with David O'Leary when they got semis in the Champions League, didn't they, at that period. But as a defender, he was very good. Underrated as a defender. That's why, from memory, everyone thinks of the Leeds team being attacking and stuff like that. But you can't take away what their back four, especially with the other players across the back four, what they offered defensively.
Okay, no, I think that's I'm going to go with Hart. I think Aaron Hughes, I struggled with left back. I really struggled. I couldn't think. Aaron Hughes was the only person I could think of. Graham, give me a bit more about... Harper, who did you go with again? Hrydason, was that right?
Yeah, Herman Hrydason, yeah.
Anyone's thoughts on Herman?
I thought he was more of a centre-back, to be honest.
I thought he was a left-back as well. He surprised me when you said him. He brought him back into my memory.
He played both positions, but mainly he did play left-back a lot of his games. But, yeah, again, because he was so tall and he was pretty much a mountain, his natural position was left-back, but he did play centre-half as well. I think he played a lot of his games for Sunderland were pretty 90s, like the end of the 90s. Not so much in 2000. Like he left Sunderland like 2004, I think. But I do think what you said about him being better than Bernard, I do agree that. Although I think he was a much better player than Bernard. So if I was to have to pick out of Ian Hart, I think he's the best left back that's been mentioned. But in my opinion, I just don't think he's underrated. I think he was a very good player.
Thing with Ian Hart, sorry Lee, I agree. I think of Ian Hart, when you think of memory of Ian Hart, I personally don't think of him as a great defender. I think of his free kicks. Just me, I just think of Ian Hart's free kicks. He was really good with that left foot with the free kicks. Miller mentioned in the last underrated back, Gary Kelly, playing right back and left back. And I think Gary Kelly was a better defender than Ian Hart. I think Ian Hart was great at free kicks and going forward. As a defender, as the left back, I don't think he was great compared to the other names he's mentioned. Completely wrong.
Not great.
Underrated.
Don't
quote me. Don't misquote me. Yeah.
I think he was underrated as a defender because everyone focused on his attacking play.
Do you know what I looked at? You might laugh. Well, I looked at it originally. Phil Neville, across the, just for his versatility and that, I found him to be underrated.
What? A great player?
I looked at Phil Neville. He was at Everton, Paul. When he was at Everton. He never really got to know game time at United. They treat him like a mug, like they do to everyone else. So I feel he flourished at Everton. And I would class him as underrated. I don't know if any of you lot agree.
But he played
centre mid. Position, so where'd you put him?
He played centre mid at Everton.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Yeah, so he was versatile, though. They did stick him at the back. They did stick him at the back.
No, Phil point. Neville's quality. He's a functional player. I wouldn't say he's underrated. He's a very functional player. 59 England caps, 250-odd United caps.
Never rated him at all.
Sorry?
I've never rated him at all. I think he's shit.
Really? No.
Honestly.
Well, how can you think he's shit? He's a functional, decent player who just you can pick.
Oh, that's my opinion, isn't it? You can't. That's my opinion.
Lee obviously thinks there's better players than him, so that's fair enough. Yeah. Better left backs than Phil Neville.
Definitely.
That's fair enough. What's wrong with that?
Well, no, because he's shit. You don't play 250 games for United and 250 games for Everton, get 50 old England caps, and then go, "Oh, he's shit." I just don't agree.
He's not
with
as good as Irwin, is he?
No, I'm not disagreeing with that, but he's not underrated, but he's not shit. There's you know, the
yeah, I agree. There. I agree with that, Paul. I agree with that statement, yeah.
So we're going to lock in left back then. So, Holland, who are you going
to be interesting?
I'm going to go with Ian Hart.
Miller?
Yeah, Ian Hart. One thing I'll say is Holland's one, Bernard, surprised me with that. And I'm surprised he never got more of a bigging up from you or from someone else in the group. If I never went with Hart and you said that, I would have followed suit with you with Bernard. I thought really? He was a good. Yeah, I thought he was underrated.
I just think Newcastle had a lot of left backs like Pistone, Didier Domi. Mm-hmm. Like I just think that they're all pretty much the same. I don't think I can't remember Bernard being there. Year after year after year after year.
But when he was there, I think when he was there, he was a grafter. He was up and down the flank. That's why I picked, I think Michael Gray, yeah, for me, was more intelligent on the ball than Bernard. If I didn't pick Gray, I would have gone for Bernard.
Do you know Bernard only played 134 games in his career?
What?
He played 134 games in his career.
Well, what I saw of him at Newcastle was underrated then, if he's only played that much.
I agree. Green was underrated, definitely. I agree with that.
But yeah, still Ian Hart for me.
That's two.
Okay, I'm going with Ian Hart as well, definitely.
That's three.
We'll go to Harper.
I wouldn't have picked Hart, but I've lost. You might as well stick him in.
Yep.
But well, Boulder Bruce is coming out soon.
I'm sticking with Michael Gray, but obviously Ian Hart's at one, so it's... four votes to one. So Ian Hart gets left back.
Lovely. Moving on to right back. So I'm going to go with Miller on this one.
I've obviously gone for it back. So I'm going to chuck my right wing back out there. James Milner. Right wing back.
Fair enough.
That's what I told you. That's my odd one in the group.
Holland?
I can't have James Milner. I think James Milner... Yeah, I can see where people would call him underrated, but he does a job, man. And I say, I can't see that as underrated. Anyway,
he's still playing.
This is what we do. Phil Neville as that comparison with Milner. I think
Milner's 100 times better than Phil Neville.
Who is?
Milner's 100 times better than Phil Neville.
Yeah, but I didn't put Phil Neville in. I just suggested him, Lee. So stop chatting.
You see Miller on Wednesday. He's better than fucking Phil Neville.
But did Phil Neville playing goal like Miller did all game? Is it?
Oh, I think. Neville going goal. I swear he put the gloves on once.
Let's keep it. So we'll come back to that in a second. But Holland, who are you going with right back?
I'm going with Danny Mills. He used to piss everyone off. No one liked him. He used to put himself about and piss the fans off. I think he was a decent enough right back as well for City. So, yeah, for me, Danny Mills.
Harper?
Stephen Carr.
He got picked in the 90s one.
Yeah, he did, yeah. Paul picked him in the 90s. Lee said he was shit.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. I'm afraid he did.
Well, I didn't say he was shit. You did.
You did. Oh, and you just picked him.
Did I really? Did Stephen Carr get in the 90s?
He was suggested and you shot him down.
Yeah, because you weren't a 90s player.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
Oh, my
Wikipedia's
God.
Wikipedia's coming out now, look.
Yeah, I'm on it. Don't worry about that.
We'll come back to you then. Graham?
Yeah, I'm with David Holland, Danny Mills. I didn't realise when I looking back, obviously the Danny Mills thing, I don't like to jump into England, but obviously the Gary Neville thing, there's not a lot of players getting in before Gary Neville. The 2002 World Cup, Gary Neville was injured, Danny Mills took his place. Does that make him underrated? No. Does that make him a good player? Yes, it does. Like Dave said, he was a tough tackler. But it's an old-fashioned right-back. He'd done his job. He intercepted. He won the ball, and he pushed it forward, went back to his position, and he was very consistent. Danny Mills to me, 100%.
Okay. Again, I've gone with a different one. I've gone with Luke Young from Aston Villa.
Isn't it?
Tottenham, Charlton, Borough, QPR at the end of his career. I remember him, you know, when I was thinking about this team, I was thinking about Championship Manager, funny enough, and the players I signed on Championship Manager and the players that I liked watching back in the day. And he only had 7 England caps, but I thought he was a fantastic right back, very solid. I think with Danny Mills, what you're saying, I think he was rated perfectly. I think he was a good functional player again. Good right back, does a job for you.
Hang on a minute, Paul. Is functional the word of the day or something?
Well, he is. That's what it comes down to. But what you class as underrated for me, Danny Mills moved clubs, got some decent moves out of it. He got, I think, 19 or so England caps. Luke Young turned down Liverpool in 2010 when he was at Villa. Sorry, they came in for him and he turned it down because he didn't want to go there and potentially sit on the bench. So he didn't believe in himself that he can go to a big club, which is rare, you know, to go to another big club and test yourself. People like Scott Parker when he went to Chelsea and a few other players who left and said, well, I'm going to try and test if it hasn't worked out. He opted to stay with Villa and try and forge his career at Villa. Unfortunately, he got injured later on and it kind of hampered his career. But I think as a really good right-back who never got an opportunity to fulfil a dream like going to Liverpool or somewhere, which he should have done, I think he's a more underrated player than Danny Mills. If you're saying right-backs of the 2000s, I think Danny Mills gets mentioned because you think...
I don't think he does.
Right-back.
No.
You don't think?
No.
I don't know. Miller?
Yeah, after Gary Neville, let's be fair. After Gary Neville, you're Googling in the Premier League. World football, like I'll always stick with this. Gary Neville, Lilian Thuram, and Cafu are mentioned all the time. When you talk about great right... Hang on. When you talk about great right-backs of the Premier League, you're struggling after Gary Neville. You're Googling.
But you just said about... It's not about great. It's about underrated.
It's about... Okay, then. After Gary Neville, talk to me about underrated right-backs without Googling. Who is it? Right-backs. That is why we've had to Google them. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
When you talk about world football, there's 3 or 4 or 5 that come straight into your head. Danny Mills, for me, didn't play at a top 6. Manchester City were not a top 6 club in the noughties until the Sinawatra came in. Fact. They were playing in second division, first division football. So anyone that says Mills was at City, so what? They were in second division, first division football. They weren't a top club. Big fans, whatever.
They get taken over by that time Man City when they started
playing.
Yeah,
like the noughties, yeah.
Yeah,
so I think Danny Mills Lee was at Hull and Charlton by then, mate.
Okay. He was there when Keegan was there.
Yeah.
So Danny Mills was in one of my teams. As I said, I had a couple. He was in the team. And then the Arsenal right back, Eboué, was also one of mine that I took out of the team when I went three at the back.
Thank God for that.
That underrated.
Paul, I think.
I know you're Arsenal, but I think he's underrated. Shout.
You can't have a man who got double subbed as your
Lauren was good.
Yeah, but Lauren was in the Invincible.
Lauren was fucking rated, man.
I think Luke Young, if you're thinking, you know, he was underrated because I think he has a lot more potential than he actually got the opportunity.
Yeah, Paul, I'll go one like you said on the last one that we've done.
I know what's coming. Go on, Villa.
He was rated to his level.
Yep.
Luke Young. Not underrated, he was rated to his level.
But Liverpool came in for him in 2010. So that must be saying something. If a top club come in for him, he turned him down, all fair play. But if he didn't turn him down...
2010, is that when they spent 50-odd million on Andy Carroll?
I think around that time, yeah.
Yeah, so they were just trying to get the British numbers in to make the squad.
Potentially, yeah. But the point is a top club came in for him. And Danny Mills never got a top club coming in for him. So it's a different... Look, I mean, let's put it to a vote because I think... We're getting to the good parts now. I think the centre backs are going to be very interesting. I'm going to vote first, and I'm going to go with Luke Young. I'm not changing my mind on that. I think he's a fantastic right back who never got the opportunity to shine. 3 England caps. I think injury hurt his career at the back end of it. But I'm sticking with Luke Young. Graham?
Yeah, I'm sticking with Danny Mills. He wouldn't have looked out of place in the top 6. He didn't play in the top 6. Play for England. So what? Doesn't mean he was great. Underrated in my opinion. He's not spoken about enough in the noughties. Danny Mills to me.
Holland?
Yeah, Danny Mills.
Miller?
Yeah, Danny Mills. He was in my original team.
Harper?
Well, I would have gone Stephen Carr because he made the PFA team twice in the noughties. He made like the PFA Team of the Year twice, but I'll go with Mills.
Okay, that's Mills. Next pair is going to be centre-back. I'm going to do centre-backs as a pairing. Who hasn't started in the first one yet, guys? Has anyone not gone first?
I'll go first.
Holland, centre-back pairing, who you got?
I've gone for Jerry Taggart and Ledley King.
Oh, God.
What?
Let's do all of ours and then we speak about them, yeah?
Yeah.
I've gone for Ryan Nelson and Sylvain Distin.
I like Sylvain Distin. I was looking at him. I thought Ledley's going in.
I've gone Ledley King and Ryan Nelson.
Graham?
I've gone for Joseph Yobo and Dean Richards.
Breeden Le Haaglund, I can't pronounce his name.
And, I know you're saying, yeah.
Melberg from Villa. Or I couldn't pronounce the Haaglund one, but yeah, I've gone with those two as a centre-back pairing. When you said King Graham, Holland, sorry, I kind of went, oh, I don't think he was underrated. I think he had a lot of injuries, and I think he would have gone on to be a really good, really, really, really good player. I think he was rated as a very high-class, talented centre-back who just had injuries that hurt his career. So for me, he's not underrated. Just because of that, I think everyone rated him. If you guys speak to any Spurs fan, even now, and the limited amount of games that he played, I can't have Ledley King. I just think he was perfectly rated. He's a very good centre back. Would he have gone on to be, you know, up there with Sol Campbell level? Potentially, yes. But he just hampered by injuries. Graham poo pooed that.
I hate
one.
To admit it, but I actually agree with Paul.
Thanks, Harper. That.
Lee, wait, you're saying that injuries prevented him from showing how good he was? Is that what you're saying? Or are you saying he was rated as he to his level? Good.
When he played at him, he was brilliant.
Yeah, when he played. But what me and Holland are saying is underrated. He should have played at a higher level. Yes, his injuries held him back. He should have played in one of the bigger teams.
But he wouldn't have done because he was injured. So that's why he didn't move on, because he was injured. So you have to take that into account.
No one's going to gamble on someone like that.
So
That's why I was saying my team is injuries that have prevented people from progressing to their levels.
But you can't, for me, he played, I mean, he's still got 268 games out of Spurs, but that was over a 12 or 13 year career.
It's 15 games a season out of him. That's nothing.
Yeah, about that. You have to manage him, obviously, and his knee injuries were just so bad. So for me, with Harper. Graham, what do you think of Ledley King as a shout?
I actually agree with you, Paul, and I agree with you, Lee, as well. When he played, I think he would... If Sol Campbell was out for England, I think Ledley King fits in straight away. I don't think he was underrated at all. I think he was rated... Not world-class, but I think he's rated great or very good, whatever you want to put it. Yes, injuries did hamper his career. That's unfortunate. But when you were talking about underrated, he was a great player when he did play. So I don't put him under that bracket. So
they wanted to get him out every week, like week in, week out, because he was that good. So
yeah, I agree.
Underrated. He didn't even train. That's because they wanted him to play that much. I don't think he was underrated.
You're right, Lee. The question is, would you have signed a fit Ledley King in your team?
Oh, of course, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Would you have signed a Ryan Nelson in your team, Lee?
Depends. Obviously, I've picked Ryan Nelson as one of my centre-backs, but just due to he played in high level, played in the Premier League pretty much. He was pretty solid.
He's shit.
But not many in.
No way.
He was shit.
I'm with Holland. He's not underrated. He was perfect.
Really?
He was at Blackburn. He was decent at Blackburn. Joseph Yobo, Graham. Good shout.
Yeah.
Good shout.
Joseph Yobo. Joseph Yobo and Dean Richards. I thought they were very, very similar. Back to when we done the 90s, well, Miller mentioned about Danny Maddox being one of the best man markers he's seen. In the 2000s, Joseph Yobo and Dean Richards, probably the two best man markers I've seen. I was still going to watch Fulham then. They were playing in the Premier League for Southampton, Spurs and Everton. Very good defenders. Strong, good in the air. You know, strong in the tackle. They weren't goal scorers. Not really. I mean, when they come up for a corner, like most centre backs, you'd put five of them to get a goal. But you know, as a centre back pairing, I've tried to pair them. You don't have to, like, but as individuals as well. Put Josie Fiobo in an Arsenal side, Chelsea side. Do they do a job? Dean Richards, God rest his soul. I think they do. I do think they're underrated. Whether you guys choose them, it's up to you. But they're the best pairing I could come up with for me, boys.
Hey, Dean Richards have a lot of injuries as well.
I think he did, yeah. Dave. He had a short career, didn't he? I think he had 92 to 2005. For a pro, that's very short.
I think he had a heart problem. He did play. Yeah, he had a heart issue, which is why he retired. I think he retired at 30 at Spurs.
I think so, Paul, yeah.
It was a big loss, I think, to Spurs. I don't know how much they paid for him at the time. I think it was decent money. I think it was about 8 million for him when they paid.
Scored very powerful defender.
Scored in his debut against Man United when they lost 5-3. But he's, you know, on his debut. Dean Richardson was in my team and Joseph Yobo was in my team. They were the four centre-backs I had. And I went to the two that I mentioned. I thought Melberg was just fantastic. And both of them, Hangeland had a chance to go. Well, not had a chance, but when we were struggling with centre-backs, we were linked with him the last year of his contract was at Fulham. And I really would hope we were signing because I just thought he was powerful. He was commanding, fantastic feet. Yeah. But Yobo's a good shout at Everton. Again, he was one of the first names on the team sheet for Everton. Holland, let's talk about
Captain Nigeria as well for years, Paul, I think.
Yeah, he was. I'm going to talk about Holland with Jerry Taggart.
Yeah, anyone having Jerry Taggart?
No.
Good 90s for me, Dave Taggart.
I'm not having Taggart over Nelson.
Say that.
How you shut Nelson down? I'm not having that.
Isn't it, man?
Jerry Taggart's better than Nelson. I'll have that all day.
No way is he.
Listen, he's more 90s. Like, he was playing in the 90s, but he was playing with Leicester till 2004.
Yeah, but he only played about 12 games in that season. He got a few, and then he went to Stoke and played about 20.
2004, he must have been about 88.
Well, no, he's 106 now, but then he was no, he's 50 now, so he would have been pushing along a little bit. But I'm having Jerry Taggart over fucking Ryan Nelson any day of the week.
I think we can all agree Nelson ain't getting in.
I'll stick in Yobo. I'm not sticking in Dean Richards, but
who did Paul pick? I'll have Yobo's a decent shot.
Paul picked Haaland and Hangeland.
Melberg
and Hangeland, sorry. Help Melberg. Yeah. I think Melberg was, even though I'm a Fulham supporter, I think Melberg edges Hangeland for me. I think he's a lot more consistent than Hangeland. Hangeland was quite sloppy and clumsy, you know.
You mentioned about my other centre back, made the most appearances of any foreign outfield player in the Premier League.
I think he was very good, Lee, not underrated. That's why I haven't mentioned him.
Agreed.
You could say that about Yobo.
Of course you can, but that's when it goes down to the vote, doesn't it?
But you got to bear in mind, this Dan came from like Paris Saint-Germain. He only played 28 games in Newcastle, made a name at City, and I think he was perfectly rated at City. And he went to Pompey and was fantastic.
That's what I'm saying. So you can't even, like, if you're saying he was brilliant, why would he go from Man City to Portsmouth? And he won the FA Cup.
At Pompey, Defoe went there, Kanu, Crenshaw. Yeah. There's a lot of players. That was their spending situation that few years. Where they were, you know, Sol Campbell, they were spending money.
I agree.
You know, they weren't buying mugs. They were buying a team to build, you know, a fantasy football team of players. You know, and he went to Everton.
Mandarich was doing a Jack Walker pull, wasn't he?
Yeah.
That time, Mandarich, yeah,
it was Harry Redknapp's old boys, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then he went to Everton. You know, he finished his career at Everton from 2009 to 15 under David Moyes. And he was the regular left back. Oh, we're going to vote. We're going to put this one to a vote then, lads, yeah?
Yeah, come on in.
All right, I'm going to go with first. I'm going to go with Yobo and I'm going to go with Melberg. Harper, you're going with Yobo and...
Stan and Yobo, yeah.
Holland?
I'm going to go with Lee. I like that. I like this, Dan. I looked at him. Yobo, yeah, good shout. Yeah, Yobo and this, Dan.
King and Yobo.
Who?
Lee King and Yobo.
King and Yobo.
Graham?
Right, I'm not going to be selfish. I'm not going to just pick all my players at the time. I'm sticking with Yobo. That was the first one I thought of. And Paul, I like Olive Melberg. I actually forgot about him. I think Olive Melberg was solid. He was consistent. Yeah. Yobo and Melberg for me.
Okay. And was he underrated though? Was he underrated or was he rated to his level? Was that where he belonged in mid-table Premier League?
I'll answer the question. We've got between Melberg and Distan as a tie, by the looks of it. Yobo's getting in. Do I think Melberg was underrated compared to the two, compared to Distan? Yes, I do. I think you'd always pick Distan before Melberg. So, yes, I do think Melberg was underrated, yeah.
But why would you pick Distan over him?
Because he's better.
Probably a better defender all round.
Yeah.
No, I think Melberg is a better defender than Distan. He got a free transfer move to Juventus at the back end of his career after the Villa thing. I think so Melberg.
Yeah. So hang on, then. What do we do then? So we've got Yobo on four votes, Melberg on two, and Distan on two.
Miller gets the pick.
Distan.
Okay, yeah. So we've got Yobo on four, Melberg on two, and Distan on two. So seeing as Miller's picked King, he gets the final vote between Melberg and Distan. So Miller, out of Melberg and Distan, who would you pick as your more underrated player to make our 11 in the back centre backs?
Distan for me will be more underrated.
Right, so in goal we've got Jussi Eskelinen of Bolton, we've got Danny Mills of Manchester City, Distan of Everton, Yobo of Everton, and Ian Hart of Leeds.
We're going to move on to midfield now. We're going to go to the right mid.
I've gone for the Romford Pele. Yeah.
Lee.
This is 1990s again, isn't it?
Yeah, he got in the 90s team on the right mid.
He made the 90s team.
Oh, did he?
You put him centre mid in the last one.
He did, yeah.
I made it in and out. Harper, just pick another one. Just pick someone else.
I've got to look back on these things, man.
We'll start this one again. Right, we're going to go with right mid.
Are we crossing him out?
Cross him out. Right. But we're going to go with a right mid winger now. So we're going to start on the right. Holland, I'm going to start with you.
Right, this is going to... I don't know if what you boys think of this. And I'm going to go for the real Romford, but no, I'm joking. I'm going to go for Sean Wright Phillips, right mid.
I've gone for Trevor Sinclair when he was at West Ham.
I've gone with Clint Dempsey from Fulham on the right wing. I know he played also as a striker, but he played a lot of the time on the right side of the midfield. I really enjoy watching Dempsey play as a player. I think he could have got a step up, a call up to a bigger club. Didn't come along, but for me, I think Clint Dempsey.
Well, my right winger is Freddie Lum.
He wasn't a right winger.
Yeah, he was.
I thought he was a winger, man.
I saw him as more behind the
I tell you what, he's more of a winger than Clint fucking Dempsey.
Well, Sark's Holland, a foot. Well,
how about that?
I got Dempsey up top, not a right winger.
Okay, Graham, what would you say? Is he a right winger or can he play right wing at Fulham? Did he play right wing at Fulham?
Played them both, yeah, from what I remember. Right wing and up top.
Alan Smith, Leeds, when he was at Leeds, right midfielder.
He was a striker.
He was a striker at Leeds, Miller.
He wasn't. He was a right midfielder.
At least he was, yeah.
He was a striker.
100%. Converted to centre-mid at United.
Yeah, he was a striker.
Well, seeing as I'm the only one that's put an actual right winger in, let's lock in Sean White Phillips and move on.
Hold up. Go back to Alan Smith. Go back to it.
Yeah.
Smith came into the thing as both a striker and a right winger during his early days at Leeds United.
Fair enough. I don't remember him playing the wing, mate. That's all. I don't remember him on the wing at all.
He was a good squad player that was available at the time. But when he was at Leeds, I would say he was underrated for what he offered to that team. He wasn't the star man in that team.
He was
a good player in that team, but I'd say he was underrated in that team.
That's fine, but I wouldn't put him as a winger. I'd put him as a striker with Viduka towards the back end of his Leeds thing. I'm not saying he didn't play on the right. I don't remember him on the right, but I think when you say Alan, naturally, you think forward.
He did play in midfield, but yeah. I would still say he's more of a striker. A bit like Clint Dempsey, in my opinion.
Dempsey's a striker, in my opinion.
Yeah, so going back to Fred Lundberg, he played in the Arsenal team. Like, he scored 46 goals. I know, like, he wasn't... You don't get in the same, like, category as, like, Omri, Pires, Bergkamp, all things like that. But he scored some important goals for Arsenal from that wing.
He's playing Arsenal, the Invincibles, and won league titles, the FA Cup.
It's not a chance now he's underrated. He was quality.
Gone in.
He was quality for Arsenal.
Right. So that's Sean Wright Phillips then, right winger. The only one Sean Wright
Phillips to me, he went to Chelsea, barely played. I didn't think see Paul's head go down like a. But he's looking down. He's going to rattle off. He's had 500 games. You watch.
No, I'm looking at his Chelsea career. His City career. I read that.
City. He was flying at City.
Yeah, I know he got the move to Chelsea and all that, and he probably got league winners' medals, no doubt. But for me, I just feel like he was underrated.
So he went from Man City to Chelsea, back to Man City, played 36 times for England, but you class him as underrated still?
Yeah.
How do you move from Man City to Chelsea?
Lee put David Batty in as underrated and tried to go with that, remember? And he had about 160 caps.
But I'm just saying, as a whole... I think I was just going to see. Hold on, Chelsea signed him for £21 million. Is that underrated?
Yeah, but Chelsea was slinging money. Well, that's when Abramovich first come in, started slinging money all around the shop.
And then Man City paid 8.5 to have him back I don't know. I can't see how you can actually want. I don't see how you can get a player in. Graham, come in. Graham, come in.
I see where you're both going with it. Paul, you spot on with the money thrown at it straight away. You think, well, how is that underrated? But Dave's son about him being left out of size, not playing, his ability not being used. You both got valid arguments, you know. I it's hard to split you two, really. You're both genuine good points, you know.
Who did you pick, Graham?
I picked Trevor Sinclair when he was at West Ham. The reason I picked Trevor Sinclair is when you think of Sinclair, obviously us guys, you think of QPR, didn't you? You think of that goal against Barnsley. You think of him being versatile on opposite wing. But I think you don't have to pick him, you know, but you can laugh whatever you want. But I think when he went to West Ham, I think his game improved. I think he became more just a winger. I think he became more of a grafter as well. His distribution, the way he used to win back the ball, I just think his all-round game improved. And he got called up for England on the back of his West Ham performances. Not that I like throwing the England caps into it, because that doesn't really matter. But, you know, I think he did, yeah. I think Trevor Sinclair does get overlooked. I think he's just known for that goal against Barnsley, and I think that's quite harsh. But Trevor Sinclair was a lot more than just an overhead kick against Barnsley.
I like the Trevor Sinclair.
I thought he got better at West Ham.
I think, let's be honest, we've got an Arsenal legend. We've got two right wingers that were more strikers, like multi-million pound moves, 21 million.
Yeah, but if you're saying you're 20 million then, you think that people are signing now, you're signing Harry Maguire for 100 million.
82.
That's not a lot then, if you're thinking, well.
82, but go on.
Well, even so, whatever the weather, ain't worth it. And then you've got Trauma Phillips signing back then for 21. It's, you know, Mickey Mouse money now.
What are you talking about? We're not talking about now, are we? We're talking about in 2003, when 20 million pounds was a lot of money.
Yeah, but that was because Chelsea could afford to spend it. He weren't worth that. No one else was paying that for him other than Chelsea. Agreed?
Maybe, but the point is he still went for 20-odd million and he still went back to Man City afterwards. So I can't see how you can class someone who's had three big moves or two big moves and call them underrated again. Ahead of Trevor Sinclair, which Graham said, which I definitely agree with.
I do like the Sinclair shout. I can't have Lundberg. Not a chance. No way. Lee's having a stinker, by the way. And
again,
so, which we vote?
Well, it's Sinclair for me.
I'll do Sinclair and all.
Lundberg.
Lee, should I text you what your team that you put in the 90s now for on the WhatsApp just so you don't say them out loud?
It's all right. Letiz is getting a shout in a minute.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Sinclair,
go on. I can't go for any decent players, so I just have to go for fucking the
gruff ones. Yeah,
the proper shit ones, and they might get in.
Right. Then we're going to go left midfield now. Who wants to start left midfield?
Right, should I go then?
Robert Perez.
Ryan Giggs.
No, I'm only joking. I've gone for Park Ji-sung. Oh, well, yeah. Fuck me. You don't say nothing about that. That's amazing.
We'll come back. We're name one.
You fucking shot me down straight
He's
away.
He's probably got him, Lee.
United.
Yeah, Paul's got him.
No, hold on. We'll go round, do it, and then debate this. We've done the last two ones.
Yeah. Newcastle, left winger. Roberts.
Lauren Robert, yeah, decent. I've gone for Matty Taylor. I like it. He's got some decent goals for me.
Yeah, he did.
I've gone for Olivier Capo.
Who?
Olivier Capo.
I don't even know.
He must have been bloody injured. No one's heard of him.
Yeah, that's like Maya Sanovic last time, boys. Technically a very good player. That's why. He ain't going to get in, obviously, because you guys never heard of him, but I'm sticking with Capo. Paul.
I had two players. It was Pedersen and it was Robert, and I went in with Robert in the end. I did like Pedersen from Blackburn. I thought he was a really good left winger, Norwegian, very reliable. But when I look back at, I watched a few highlights and some of the clips and stuff, and just, I think Robert edged it for me. I think watching some of the goals that Robert scored and not, I think his attitude let him down, I think, with him a bit lazy. He was at that period where foreigners came in. They were a bit like Ginola. I think Ginola had a bit more flair around him. But Robert was pretty lazy. So I went with Robert. Harper, you picked Park, and I don't think he was underrated. He was called Free Lung Park at United, all fans called him, because he just wouldn't stop running. Industrial, you know, give him a job to do, would do it down to the T. I think he's one of my favourite players at United of all time. Underrated, I wouldn't say. I think he might be underrated to people outside of Man United, but all Man United fans rate him very, very highly.
Well, I just want to say, like, yeah, again, like, when people say, like, oh, was he underrated? Was he overrated? we can argue about everyone's choice. So it's just an opinion.
He was definitely underrated for what he'd done in that Man United team.
His role in the team.
His role was underrated.
The only problem I've got with it is that was he a left winger? I don't think he was. He marked out Pirlo. Didn't he man mark Pirlo out of a Champions League game or something? Did they not stick him in the centre of mid? I have more thought of him as a centre.
You could say the same thing about Rooney. Goes in midfield as a striker.
Park could play anywhere. Park played across the midfield.
He's versatile.
He was more left sided.
Yeah, it was more of a free because when he played Rooney, Ronaldo, and Tevez. It was like a free, but he would drift out to the left because obviously whoever was on the left would leave acres of space. But he could play anywhere across the midfield. So,
Graham, how do you spell your one?
Oliver Capo, K-A-P-O.
K-A-P-O.
Yeah. Crapo.
He was injury prone, mate. He was at Juventus, like Henri. Didn't do very well, came to Britain and was injury prone.
Do you not think
this is supposed to be the era I'm not clued up on? Yeah, you guys don't know. What's that, Paul?
Never heard of him, to be honest.
Would that not rule him out based on, again, a bit like Dean Richards and Ledley King in terms of injuries hampering his career a bit?
Olivia Capo, you know what I'm like for players? I judge players on technical ability. When I can see a player control the ball and not run past a player, but glide past a player, it makes you look up. And Olivia Capo had done that. He was very injury prone. When he's seen him play for Wigan and Birmingham, the games he did play, he was spoken about a lot. You guys say you don't remember him, but he was spoken about a lot. He played one or two games, and then you went to see him for about five or six, seven, eight games. And you thought, where's Capo gone? Oh, he's injured. Oh, okay. He comes back for one, comes on a sub, 5 minutes, does a good little turn, plays a good little through ball. Then he's off again. Where's Capo? Well, he's off again. Underrated. Yes. Yeah, go on, Dave. Give your argument, Taylor.
I just think... I say he scored some... I think he's more known for his goals than anything else. He scored some absolute weldies, the fella. Based it on that. He popped up and I thought, I'll have some of him. So, yeah, it's more for his goals than anything. But, yeah, and he played in Portsmouth, didn't he? Didn't Harry Redknapp have him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he scored some good goals.
So I'll put him all in for that.
Obviously, I'm going to stick with Park. I can't justify Capo.
That's fair enough. You haven't seen much of him. That's fair.
I've 46 appearances in the Premier League doesn't worthy of getting in our.
No. That's what I'm saying. I've gone for him on technical ability. Doesn't mean he has to get in. That's just my choice. You ain't going to get in, is he? So
Holland's Matty Taylor. Yes, he's okay. Lauren Robert. Did you both pick him, Miller and Paul?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he is a good player, they're good players. Underrated, not so much. He was a flair player. But yeah, good. Both wingers. But I'll still stick with Park.
Okay, I'm gonna change. I'm going Park. I've just said he weren't underrated earlier on, so again, sort of changed my mind slightly. But I think, and Miller said, was he underrated for what he did in that team? I don't necessarily think to Man United fans, he necessarily was underrated. But I think when you think of United's great teams, you don't put in Park in that. That name doesn't come to you. So I'm going to go Park with Harper there. Holland?
I'm sticking with Matty Taylor.
Graham?
Right, okay. I get the Capo thing. I didn't think you guys would remember him, to be fair. So I'm not going to stick with him. I'm not going to be selfish. Ji-Sung Park, I think he was good. I don't think he was nothing more, nothing less. He was in a title winning side from what I remember. I'm not going down that road. Lauren Robert, flair player, as Lee said, 100%. Yes, he was. Bad attitude, like Paul said. Yes, he was. Could he have done better at an Arsenal, at United and Chelsea? Yes. For that reason, I'm going Lauren Robert.
I'm sticking with mine, Robert. Very underrated for what he was doing in that. As I said, pick players that could have moved on to a bigger club, could have done better with a more versatile squad around him. He was restricted at Newcastle. Stick him into an Arsenal or a Man United team, he's doing a good job there.
Yeah, I agree.
He went to Pompey from Newcastle, interestingly enough, and then to Benfica.
Dave's picked Taylor, so he's got the final vote because it's a draw.
I know, well, Paul's going to, me being a Man United player, I'm not going to do it based on that.
But no, you picked my bird, Dave, didn't he? You picked my bird.
I'm going to go for Laurent Robert, and I'll tell you why. Because I, as much as you were trying to feed me the fact that Pete Partey's son was a winger, I don't remember him as a winger, and I'm doing it off my memory. I'm more around him as a centre mid, and we're on left wingers. If it was a centre midfielder thing we're talking about, possibly. But for left winger, I remember Laurent Robert being a left winger. So it's for that, I'm picking Laurent Robert.
Two central midfielders now we're going with.
Okay, so we do all our two centre mids and we talk about them. I've gone for Lee Clark when he was at Fulham. And the second one, obviously, is really difficult for me. I had to pick between Nico Clanchard and Jimmy Bullard at Wigan, and I've gone for Jimmy Bullard.
I've gone for Lee Bowyer and Kevin Nolan.
Harper?
I've gone for Kevin Nolan and Leon Osman.
I've gone for Danny Murphy and Jody Morris.
Knew he's going to go for Morris, man. You fucking man.
Right. I've gone for Tim Cahill and Jimmy Bullard. Go on then, Miller. Morris.
Oh, Morris first. All right. So I think he's very underrated on the ball. His vision. Both of my players, I've gone for the same reasons. Underrated in the teams that they played in. The players that they kept out of the team. You've got to think you come up against Didier Deschamps, Dennis Wise, Robert Di Matteo, players like that. And he was made the captain around all of those players. Took the ball in a half turn, drove the team forward. For his height, very good in the air, and was not scared to put his foot in when needed. Unfortunately, things didn't work out at Chelsea, and then injuries ruined him going forward. Same, Danny Murphy, the Liverpool team that he was in, very underrated for what he'd done. His skill on the ball. Again, box-to-box midfielders. I know we've had this discussion from the transition from the 90s into the noughties. These two players were probably the last breed from YTS. So they came up with the same foundations that we enjoyed watching. And then what they offered, and Danny Murphy, he goes from Liverpool down to Fulham. I don't know where he went in between that.
Crewe and Charlton.
Yeah, so why is that man not gone forward from Liverpool into another team when he could have, in my opinion, gone to a Chelsea, gone to an Arsenal, gone to a... Who else was at the top then? Bloody Newcastle at the time, I should say. They was up there, these teams. They could have gone further in their career.
Well, I'll tell you what...
Just on skill alone.
I can't have Danny Murphy because he scored three times at Old Trafford.
I know.
To beat us 1-0.
Big game player, underrated.
I hate watching him play. Jody Morris, I'll be honest. I can't hand on heart ever see. I remember saying I've ever seen him play for Chelsea or for Leeds. I just don't recall seeing him as a name. And I know his name around, along with I think John Terry and all that kind of circle of friends.
Yeah.
But I don't ever remember him playing or being a part of any team. That's just my memory of him. Holland, what do you think about Miller's choices there?
I like the Danny Murphy show. I agree he's underrated. And Jody as well, yeah. I can see where Miller's going with it. I wouldn't have put him in amongst our shouts, but I can see where he's going with it.
Would you say he was less underrated than Kevin Nolan?
I feel Kevin Nolan was severely underrated for what he'd done at Bolton.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, but who would you say was a better player?
I'd say Kevin Nolan, surely.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Oh,
I'm not saying that. That's not to say Jody was a bad player. Jody was a good player. I have to admit he was. I think
if Jody's a better player than Morris, but I wouldn't say Nolan was a better player than Murphy.
No.
They were different types of midfielders, yeah, though.
I'm going to bring Graham in.
I'll pick Kevin Nolan due to the fact that, look, he's pretty, not many injuries, solid. Like, he pretty much became captain of whatever club he played for. So,
and he played up top as well.
Yeah, he played up top for West Ham. He did a job there.
Yeah, went up top for Newcastle as well.
I wouldn't say that's his natural position, but he did a job there. Wherever he was asked to do, looked like he did it. It looked like he had respect of his play, his teammates in every club he went to. So that's why I picked Kevin Nolan.
Good pros.
The same, I kind of picked Leon Osman. Like, he's only a small little player, a bit like Jody Morris, but he's pretty loyal to Everton. He played like over 350 appearances. I just think he was a very good player, technically good. So yeah, that's the case for my team.
I'd say Leon Osman was more underrated than Nolan. Nolan was at his level. Everyone appreciated what Nolan done at his level and what he offered. I'd say Leon Osman was more underrated as a footballer, as a gifted footballer. People didn't appreciate what he'd done with the ball and his vision and movement and what he offered to the Everton team. But Nolan, for me, he was at his level. He wasn't underrated and he wasn't moving on to the next level.
I think Nolan, as Miller says, is correct. But I think Osman came up in my team. Again, he was one of the final four in my midfield. But I looked at his stats and his stats are pretty poor. I know Moyes liked him.
Coming from a Giggs fan.
Sorry?
Coming from a Giggs fan.
Yeah, I'm not going to mention that. But
Statman's out again.
With Osman. Yeah, no, but he does, because I think stats are important. If he was scoring 30 odd goals over two seasons or 50 odd assists over four seasons, then you can go, he never got the move. You know, he was such a good player. He was technically gifted. He just never got that move. But his actual career stats are quite average, below average, I would say, for someone that's supposed to be important to the team. I think he was a good footballer. He never got the move. I've looked in to see if he was linked anywhere. I couldn't even see him being linked to other clubs around any time of his career. Big fan of Moyes. Not for me, neither of those.
Jimmy Bullard, yeah. Well, I put Lee Clark in before I put Bullard in. Basically, being a Fulham supporter, I was still watching him home and away at that time. Lee Clark, under John Tigana, was involved in nearly every move that they scored from, when we had Louis Sahar and Barry Hales up front. Lee Clark goes well under the radar. I hate throwing England captain again, but he never got the chance, as far as I know. He had an engine on him. Now, we had a WhatsApp talk the other day about Robbie Savage and stuff like that. I don't want to get into him unless someone else has picked him. But the difference in Robbie Savage's engine and Lee Clark, when Lee Clark got the ball, we did something with it. Robbie Savage never. And you want to talk about Bullard, but Lee Clark, he had great control. He had great composure. He used to put the ball through. He used to set up a lot of goals as well. It just gets overlooked. Under the radar, say Lee Clark. But yeah, going to Jimmy Bullard, Paul. It obviously first come to our attention for all of us at Wigan. Let's be fair, not a lot of us remember him at Peterborough because he was playing in the lower leagues. So anyone that says, I remember at Peterborough, he was world class, he was doing this, that, not world class, but doing this, that, and the other, I think we're lying. Jimmy Bullard, I saw him at Fulham a couple of times. He came to Fulham when I actually moved up to the Midlands, so I didn't see much of him live, but I saw him on the telly like you guys. Natural ability. Oh, it's fantastic. Slightly lazy at times, yes. When he was on his game, blimey. He could put the ball in the back of the net, you know, post his stamp, you know, the top corner. He could ping a pass. His control when he's... technically, very, very good. Was he underrated? Now, I put him in before Nico Cranshaw because Nico Cranshaw, I feel, was a lot lazier than Jimmy Bullard. Jimmy Bullard could turn a game for Fulham and Wigan. Would Jimmy Bullard done a job at the top six? This is what I keep referring to in this podcast, top six. Yes, I do. A fit and disciplined Jimmy Bullard, I think he does a job. It's unfortunate that Jimmy Bullard didn't come into the Premier League a lot earlier in his career. We'd have seen a lot more of him. But yeah, that's what I've got to say about Jimmy Bullard. Technically very good. Could have done a job at a higher level. Got overlooked maybe because he came into the game too late. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Harper?
I'm not leaning towards Lee Clark because I think he was a very good midfielder. He's pretty much same category as Kevin Nolan, what you lot have said about. I picked him, but I kind of feel that them two are pretty much the same path. Jimmy Bullard, good player. Underrated, I don't know. Again, he just keeps going back to the same thing. What do we define as underrated? Like, because he never played for a top six team. Does that make him underrated? I don't know. But when you said he gets in top six sides, I think through those years, Chelsea, Arsenal, Man United, Bullard wouldn't get in any of the teams, in my opinion. So I'm not leading towards any of Dave's, but I would lead towards Danny Murphy.
What about Lee Bowyer, Lee?
Yeah, again, same, pretty similar in my opinion for Lee Clark, Kevin Nolan. The only thing with Bowyer, like, he's a bit of a loose cannon, wasn't he? Like, fighting teammates and all things like that. That could, you know what I mean? That, I don't really want to pick players that could, imagine you went down, like your team got relegated by a point or two because of something stupid fighting with teammates. So for me, I wouldn't pick Lee Bowyer in my team.
What about Cahill?
Can I just interrupt? I think Lee Bowyer, when we done the World Cup 98, and I mentioned about Merson getting picked up, I think Lee Bowyer was shit up that season, 98. That's why I had an issue with Merson getting picked before Lee Bowyer and Nicky Buck. As Lee said, going into the noughties, I think his game dropped a little bit, so I agree with him there. Into the late 90s, I would have thrown Lee Bowyer in like a shot.
Again, like, he was playing in that Leeds team that was flying, confidence at its peak. So if you take him out of that Leeds team that's flying with confidence and you put him into another top four, top six team, does he fit into the starting 11 and continue going forward? No. I think he does. I think he does. I think he does more than what Jimmy Bullard does, definitely. Jimmy Bullard was at his level. I think he got where he was in his career because of his personality. I wouldn't say he was as gifted on the ball as what Graham made him out to be.
But you only know his personality now. You didn't know his personality.
No, but he come across like that on the pitch.
Not at home, maybe. I don't think as much Wigan. as Wigan, was he?
Well, you don't remember him jumping over the goalkeeper at Wigan in the box, randomly running and jumping.
So but that doesn't mean he wasn't good technically, though.
No, I'm not saying it, but I'm saying his overall character. You know, like when we said 90s characters of the game and people like that. I think that took his career to a different level that made people look at him.
Mm.
I wouldn't say his vision or his passing ability was what made people look at him. I think it was his overall charisma, his character that made people look at him.
Yeah, I understand that.
Out of your two, I would say Lee Clark was a better, more gifted footballer, more underrated footballer than what Jimmy Bullard was.
But what about Cahill? Anyone got any thoughts on Cahill? Because I think, again, we're going back to Leon Osman one, which I think I've been on the stats for using that as an example. But I mean, Cahill was such a good player at Everton under the
good in the air in a 6-yard box for me, Paul.
Just important goals. He never got, not that he never got the move, because I think the move from Millwall to Everton at the time, it was like 1.5 million, I think they paid for him. Great signing. His all-round technical ability. I mean, Arteta went on to Arsenal. I felt that Cahill could have gone on to an Arsenal or, I don't know about United at the time. But
I wouldn't say that. I will say that was his level, personally.
Yeah,
really? Everton was his level. He would have gone from there to Newcastle or somewhere like that. He wouldn't have gone on to Man United.
Pretty much were at their level. The Kevin Nolans, that was his level. Leon Osman, that was his level. Jimmy Bullard, that was his level.
Danny Murphy, was that his level? Leaving Liverpool and then dropping down?
I think Murphy's underrated. That's why when we do come to make a decision, I will choose Danny Murphy as one of my underrated players.
But again, it must say something to you that he was at Liverpool and he was a regular for Liverpool. He played over 200 games for him. Yeah. So that was his level. And then he dropped down because...
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. So just because someone plays for a top club, like, it doesn't mean that they can't be underrated. Like, when you mention the Liverpool team, you don't mention Murphy. You mention Fowler, Gerrard. Like, Murphy kind of goes underneath the radar. So that's what... This is what... The underrated thing is such a thing. Like, Bullard, when you mention Fulham, you mention Bullard.
Yeah, I would have mentioned him. I would have.
What?
I would have mentioned him at Fulham over Wigan.
Well, how can you do that? Wigan first. I would have said he was inconsistent at Fulham.
Well, even at Hull, then.
Yeah, Hull before Fulham, definitely. Yeah,
you would mention Bullard. Like, I just don't think where Everton, you mentioned Cahill,
but you mentioned Osmond.
Yeah,
Osman's not star man in that team.
That's what I'm saying. So I said Osman, but what I'm trying to say, when you mention Everton team, Osman doesn't come to your head straight away, does it? Cahill does, in my opinion.
But do you think Osman could have gone on to another level? Do you think he could have gone to the club and stepped up?
No.
So he wasn't underrated then, was he? He found his level. He just
Underrated in that team.
But the topic isn't underrated in their team. It's underrated. Well,
that's what I'm saying. You're just moving the goalposts all the time. It's like what? It's fucking stupid.
How about moving the goalposts? Because otherwise, I'll pick Michael Carrick then. I'll say Michael Carrick in central midfield, where Phil Neville at right back. There's got to be something.
Ryan Giggs left me with.
You've got to have something.
Yeah, that's your opinion, isn't it? If that's how you feel, that's up to you. But you can't say, like, oh, he's not underrated or. I disagree.
But you said Cahill's underrated. You're arguing that Cahill's underrated.
Like it. In his I like this.
What?
Paul. I'm going to flip it with Harper here. What you're saying is, you can't say that. You said Jason Park in the Man United team. That is his level.
I chose Robert.
No, but you went with it. Though.
You changed back to Park, you liar.
You changed it with Park.
No, hold on. My original pick was Laurent Robert, and I picked
your final pick was Park.
Okay, should I finish what I was saying? I chose Robert, and then on your argument, what you said on your basis, I was like, I'm going to go pick, and I said, and I quote, I said, I don't think United fans see him as underrated, but I think people outside of United might see it like that, and that's why Park will get it.
So now we have to pick all our opinions on Man United fans, what they're saying, because what they're saying, that must be true then.
And I agree with you, so how the fuck are we arguing? What's wrong with you? We are saying the same thing. I'm saying I don't think he's underrated from fans at United. As a Man United fan, we don't see him as underrated. However, outside of that, people might see him as underrated. So, Lee, I agree with you. I agree with you. On this argument you're saying, at Everton, that you're saying you think of Cahill as Everton, that's fine. But the question should be, if you're underrated, and how do we define underrated? We've used the fact that they didn't play for a top club, or they didn't get the move, or could they have moved on to a bigger club? As Miller said with Danny Murphy, why did they move down opposed to moving up? I don't know how you could say he's going to move up from Liverpool to where. Where did he go from Liverpool?
He could have stayed at that level. He would have quite easily have fitted into another team at that level.
No, hold on. But he left Liverpool because Rafa Benitez fell out.
Yeah.
And that's why he went back to to Crewe on loan. But what Harper's saying is the Leon Osman and Cahill in the same period, he doesn't feel that one would move on because you think, you think Cahill or Everton. But I think if I said Arteta, what would you have said to Arteta?
Didn't see enough of him, mate, for me.
Fair enough, Graham.
I would have said he was at his level.
At Everton or at Arsenal?
No, just as a good player. He's not underrated. Everyone knows that he's a good player. Nobody looks at Arteta and says, he was underrated. Everybody looks at him and says, he was a good footballer. We're talking about Leon Osman and people like that. Not everybody looks at Leon Osman and says he was a good footballer.
I've got another one that I had on my list because I had done a five in midfield, but because we're doing four, I took one out. Roy Delap. Now, I know Graham's going to say it's just because he's throw-ons, but that's got to be an underrated move, surely. Them throw-ons.
Why Graham's going to say that? That's the first thing you think of, though, isn't it? Let's be fair. When certain players...
But for what it brought to that team...
That's what I'm saying,
When he wasn't there, it was missed. It was a weapon, wasn't it? So would you class that as an underrated feature in his game?
No.
Can't remember much of it, what he was like on the pitch though, Dave. That's the thing.
Let's just vote this in.
If I'm being honest.
Off topic now. We've got two foot.
Hold up. Before we go here, there's an honorary mention I want to say for a midfielder who I thought was very underrated throughout his career. Gary Speed. He was going to be on my list. I don't know what you guys think about him. I thought he was very underrated as a footballer. When he was at Newcastle, he should have, in my opinion, been at a higher club during that early 2000s to maybe 2004-05. He was still capable of playing for a better team. So I thought I'd chuck that one in the hat as well.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Robbie Musto said he was brilliant when he was at Leeds. Him and, he said there was him and Batty.
Batty, yeah.
In the podcast, he said them two were brilliant.
I like that shout.
Yeah, he was in my list, but I thought...
Who speaks about Gary Speed before his death? Let's be fair,
what I'm saying. Before his death, people spoke more about him and appreciated him once he's died. It's like there's a lyric from one of Jay-Z songs, they only really miss you till you're dead or you're gone.
That's a great show. I like that.
They never missed him when he was here playing. Underrated.
Yeah.
Right, let's lock in the midfield then.
So let's lock it in then. We're going to go for Delap and Speed, yeah?
I'll go Gary Speed and... Danny Murphy.
Sorry, hold on. Is Speed now part of it then, is he?
Well, I'm picking him. I've changed.
I had three in midfield, though, didn't I? Because I had three at the back.
That's fine. That's fine. No, that's fine. I'm just making sure. Okay, speed. Yep.
I'll have Danny Murphy. I like that shout. And I'm going to go with Kevin Nolan.
Danny Murphy and Osman.
You're not going with speed.
Miller's thrown speed in and not even picked him.
Yeah, exactly. That's a shock.
But I will say Leon Osman, as a player, he's more underrated than what Gary Speed was underrated. People knew about Speed, just never spoke about him. So I'm saying more underrated as a player in his team, Leon Osman. Gary Speed moved on and on to bigger club or to decent clubs. But what I'm saying with the Gary Speed is, the minute I said it, all of your ears pricked up, thought, oh yeah, Gary Speed, because you all knew about it. But Leon Osman, we've had a debate about it. That's where the underrated part comes in it for me.
Yeah, Graham?
Lee, do you want to change yours now? Because he's pulled you in on speed there, but you picked Osman.
Yeah, I know. Well, fucking Mickey's done my head in with fucking Osman, so I didn't want to say his name again. Couldn't be asked to fucking have another argument for 5 minutes. So I thought, fuck it, I'll just go Gary Speed, make it easy. Now Miller's gone back and said Osman. I thought, for fuck's sake. Well, I'll go back for Osman.
For fuck's sake.
Graham's keeping scores here.
Yeah, I'll go
Sorry, Dave. I'll go Leon Osman right. And Danny Murphy.
Graham, sorry, mate. I completely flipped that.
You did, yeah. Well, I'm glad you flipped it because when you mentioned Osman, to be honest, mate, I do remember him playing. I can't remember any positives from him. That sounds very harsh. You throw Gary Speed in and we go back to the top six thing. And you mentioned, could he have played at a higher level? Not so much higher level, because he was at a higher level in the Premier League. Could he play for a top six? Yes, I think he could have done. When you think of some of the flops at Arsenal, United, Chelsea had, definitely. So I love that shout. I'm going Gary Speed and I'm sticking with Lee Clark.
I'm going Gary Speed and Tim Cahill.
Three for Speed and three for Murphy. Speed and Murphy get the vote by the looks of it.
Just going to ask Harper, just and Miller as well.
It was another argument.
Carrick.
Underrated.
Yeah, I'd say underrated as well.
Massively underrated, if you ask me. But I couldn't put him into this. But for the same reasons why I kept Speed back. Because the minute you say Carrick, you think, yes, very, very good player. Very good. But then, off the back of thinking very good, you think, yeah, he was underrated.
No,
for what he'd offered the team. What he offered the team, underrated. Like what we said earlier about Park. You had the superstars in the United team. Nobody appreciates what the Carricks or Parks, or like as you said, the versatile players that Lee don't like Neville, what they offer to a team.
Well, nobody I had Carrick in originally, and I took him out purely because I thought, again, I was trying to go back to not being in the top a top team. That was my ethos behind this game. You can't play for them and be. But I think, and the United fans weren't until we retired. That's when everyone was like, "Fuck me, we missed." As far as Darren Fletcher when he left to go to Stoke.
I got another two to chuck in there. Again, it's centre midfielders. It's so hard in the noughties. Scott Parker, Gareth Barry, underrated or at their level.
Gareth Barry came onto every single list I looked at for underrated. Mm. Every single one, he was number one or two in underrated. I think he's a bit like Carrick. I think in that terms of, he was reliable, did a good job. Was Mr. Consistent, I think you would call him. I think he plays like 400 or something games in a row, didn't he, at some stage?
Yeah, yeah. Scott Parker, Graham, at his level or underrated?
Definitely not underrated, mate. No way. He was fought a lot of at Chelsea, wasn't he? He was a great player at Chelsea.
I thought he was underrated, personally.
No, not for me.
I thought he was better than what people gave him credit for.
No, it's the top... I'm going to say the top six again, but it's not, is it? Because he did play in the top six thing. Parker was a great player. I think he was better than good. When you go to the Michael Carrick thing, I'm not having that. Michael Carrick had his hands on the European Cup and he had his hands on the Premier League trophy. When you go, you talk about Jimmy Bullard's personality. He had personality. Michael Carrick didn't have any personality. That's why he went unnoticed. What he done on the ball, he done a job and he done it consistently. There's no way for me Michael Carrick was underrated, just because he didn't get noticed. He did a job consistently week in, week out for Man United.
Undervalued, maybe? But undervalued would be a better word. Maybe undervalued would be a better word.
Unsung hero, like I said in the WhatsApp group.
Hmm.
No one's ever said Michael Carrick's shit. They might have said he was on unnoticed, but he's not underrated. No way. Would you have a Michael Carrick in your team? Yes, I would.
So let's move on to forwards then, guys. So two up top. I'm going to start this one. I'm going to go with Yakubu and James Beattie. Miller?
Oh, you've gone for me, yeah. So I've gone Michael Bridge and Idaka Johnson.
Harper?
I've gone for Jermaine Defoe.
And Matt Letizia.
I was going to go for Yakubu until you just said him, Paul. So I'm going to change my second striker now.
Why?
Because I don't want anyone that he's picked. All right, I'll stick with Yakubu and Defoe.
Hold on.
I've gone for Darius Purcell and Kevin Doyle.
Graham?
I've gone for Yakubu and Darren Bent.
I'm not having Darren Bent. Sorry. Yeah, so, no. He's a fucking goal machine. What are you talking about? There's nothing underrated about him.
What level was he at then?
Well, that's Dave's opinion.
Spurs. He was at Spurs, wasn't he?
Spurs on the top side. What they won, Dave? Top six rubbish. Big stadium and Harry Kane. Forget this. Go back to the 2000s.
I agree with you. Spurs are shite, but he was still paying attention to them.
Yeah, of course he was. That's what I'm saying. That's what this podcast, I've based mine on players that were sort of lower, not lower league, so sort of your mid-tables, your lower side, that could have played at a higher club, like your Arsenals, like your Manchester United, like your Chelsea's. Darren Bent played at Spurs. You can argue to the toss all you want. Spurs aren't a top club. They may think they are, but they're not. They've got nothing to show for it. Back in the noughties, they won one trophy. Darren Bent was a goal machine, correct. He reminded me of Andy Cole a lot, six-yard box, natural goal scorer. Do I think he could have done a job for Arsenal, Manchester United, Chelsea? Put the ball in a sixpence for him? Yes, I do. I'm sticking with Darren Bent. You don't have to pick him. But I think Darren Bent could have done a job at a better club for me.
Everything you said is true. I totally agree with you. I just think that he was a good striker.
Fair enough. That's all right. That's all right, mate.
I don't have Darren Bent purely because he fucked up a 12-fold for me. And he missed the header when Harry Redknapp said even my missus could have scored that. Ruin it. It was the last game of the 12-fold as well. And he missed the sitter. There's a couple of you said Yakubu, didn't you?
So Yakubu, yeah. I think we can all agree Yakubu's getting everything. He's got three of the votes already.
I don't agree with Yakubu. Why?
Big, powerful, strong, natural goal scorer. Never missed.
Okay. So does that make him underrated or a really good striker?
That's to my theory, Miller. Yeah, he should have played at the top six.
Yeah, all right.
Pompey, Borough, Everton, and he netted 12 or more goals in seven separate seasons. And he was five or four goals away from 100 in the Premier League. And I think if you look at Lukaku now, I think Yakubu is a very similar mould to what Yakubu was back then. Mm. And I think if Yakubu got the move after, I think, Borough, instead of going to Everton, if he went to an Arsenal, I think Arsenal would have been fantastic for an Arsenal. I think he would have been amazing at that level. I don't think he got the move he should have had. So for me, that's why I think he was underrated. And I think you think of Premier League top 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 strikers in the noughties, Harper was saying about Cahill at Everton, you don't think of Yakubu as a four. You wouldn't say Yakubu if he'd been 10 or 15 strikes in the Premier League, but his goal record was fantastic.
Yeah, but you would mention him in all those teams that he's played for.
Yeah, of course you would. But I'm saying, you would, absolutely right. But I think...
Doesn't make him great, though, does it? Just because you mentioned him, don't make him great.
But who's having Darius Purcell?
Nobody.
What do you mean?
Rapid.
Average for me, Dave.
I like where you're going with it, but
he was rapid, mate.
It was Miller, mate. Heskey before Purcell.
Oh, Heskey, don't bring it up. Jesus Christ.
Heskey's definitely underrated, but underrated from the 90s, from the noughties.
Said about Yakubu, so I can say exact same thing for Jermaine Defoe then.
Yeah.
Because he didn't play in any of the top sides, but he scored goals wherever he went.
Yeah, Defoe.
I'd put Jermaine Defoe as quality. I don't care what anyone says. I wouldn't.
Yeah, it's hard to say opinion-wise whether he's underrated.
I agree, he is quality, but I don't think his services were. I don't know. Like, I just don't think he was
more underrated than
highly regarded. I don't think he was highly regarded at the clubs that he was. Like, I don't know.
I think he was. I mean, you are Spurs fans or Portsmouth fans. I think they would disagree with you.
Portsmouth, yes. Spurs as a sub.
Would you say he's more underrated than James Beattie?
Yes.
James Beattie, I just don't.
I'd say he was average at best. I wouldn't say he was underrated.
But you said Heston's underrated.
It's fine. Like, we're defining. I don't know.
In
what,
the 90s,
like,
he was.
It's so hard to say who's underrated and who's crap.
Well, Defoe weren't crap. Like, James Beattie weren't crap.
No, I agree. Defoe isn't crap. Defoe's brilliant. But I just think the teams that he. I don't think he was like Robbie Keane, though, when he went to Tottenham. Like, they played him more than Defoe. Like, he was a sub.
Yeah, but you can see why they played West Ham. I don't even think Keane was better.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. I just feel like Defoe's always scored goals, but he's never been a first choice striker every week in, week out.
No, but you know how the leagues were changing in that time. The strikers had to offer more than just being Andy Cole and putting the ball in the back of the net. They had to offer more as a team player. He got the ball. His first thing was, I'm going to turn and shoot. I'm not passing to anybody. When Robbie Keane comes in with Berbatov and puts in a massive partnership, because they played as a team, they actually played, they knew how to play together. Jermaine Defoe just got the ball and I'm going to score, forget everybody else.
That's why I put Vassell in. I think Vassell brings more to it than just score. He didn't score that many goals, he wasn't prolific, but I feel like his pace and the runs that he made freed up other people to score goals.
He was that's why I put Ida Good Johnson in there.
A couple of seasons when he broke into the England squad. Now, I think he had a good couple of seasons for Sell, but he wouldn't make my underrated 11.
Michael Bridge.
It looks like Yakubu's going to be in.
Yeah, so Yakubu's going to be in. So let's talk about, I've got Michael Bridge and Ida Good Johnson still in there to discuss. Who else is left on?
Kevin Doyle.
And Graham, what was your other one?
We done Benton Yakubu, weren't we?
Done Benton Yakubu, yeah.
Yeah.
Go on, Doyle. What, Kevin Doyle.
Johnson. Well, Kevin Doyle, oh yeah, well, he was a good player. Grafter, really, wasn't he? Like, I wouldn't.
Okay, like, I'd say for Doyle, again, not being horrible. It was okay.
Yeah, but I just like the way that he came into it. Yeah, like, he didn't have this. He came up with Reading and banged goals, you know, and just kept burst onto the scene. Like I say, yeah, he's not going to go down as a great, but I think he's underrated for what he's done. You know what I mean? He was at Cork City first and then went to Reading. And you can't put him in the brackets of fucking Darren Bent and Defoe's and Good Johnson's of the world, but I thought he was underrated.
Yeah, for Michael Bridge, for me, when he's coming through the scene with Leeds and he was breaking into that team, he reminded me of a young Robbie Fowler, just a pure finisher. His vision on the edge of the box, he knew where the goal was. And just, unfortunately for him, injuries ruined his career. Like what we were saying in the 90s with Hurst, people forgot about Hurst and players like that. Mm. This is one player who I think people would have spoke about during the noughties as the way people are talking about Harry Kane now, if he had the run of fitness. I thought he was that good, but nobody talks about him. That's what makes me bring him to the underrated team.
Yeah.
I do think he was a class striker. I think he was, well, when he played, he was a bit like Dean Ashton. I think he was another good striker.
Underrated.
But, injuries again, isn't it?
Yeah, injuries again, yeah. So that's why I wouldn't pick Bridges. Your other pick, Ida Johnson, I do feel like he's class in my opinion. He was a class striker, but I just do in that team, Zola, Hasselbank. I just don't think he gets.
Got to go back to Bolton time as well when he was in a Bolton team.
That was
the
90s, wasn't it?
Yeah, early 2000s as well.
What is it?
But I wouldn't say I wouldn't say he's underrated because he was banging in goals there, so he was rated in my opinion. But I think he was more underrated at Chelsea than he was at Bolton because Bolton he was the main man.
Mm.
Chelsea, I don't think he was the main man, but ability-wise, class.
But go to, say, like Man United, you've got Tay Sheringham in the team, coming off the bench and stuff like that. he could see a pass. He could score a goal. Ida Goodjohnson could quite easily get into that team.
Barcelona to Monaco. I mean, for me, I, how are you underrating a player that's gone to Chelsea, Barcelona, Monaco?
Yeah, but that's later on in the...
No, it's not. That's 2009.
Who are you picking in?
2009. Yeah, 2009.
No, he signed Barcelona in 2006, left in 2009 and played at Monaco for 2009-2010.
Yeah, but why did he move? Why did he move from Chelsea? Underrated at Chelsea.
You can't... What, he's underrated, went to Barcelona.
No, as Mourinho. Mourinho, he was underrated under Mourinho. He moved him on. He never said, let me hold my hand up, I want to go to Barcelona. He got told he was going to Barcelona.
Sorry, mate.
Thomas Vermaelen went to Barcelona.
So did Alex Song.
Yeah, so
I can't say you can say he was underrated when he's gone from Chelsea, Barcelona to Monaco to Tottenham.
Yeah.
I mean, that partnership.
I think if you look at striker duos in the 2000s, I think he gets in with the Hasselbank partnership as well.
Yeah, but this is what brings me to it: underrated. Nobody talks about Ida Goodjohnson as a top striker in the Premier League.
So we all agree on Yakubu then. Does it have a vote on that?
Yeah, I think so.
The second striker for me, James Beattie. Better goal scoring record over his career than Heskey.
I just don't. I'm not having Beattie. I don't think he was that good. So we're going to go underrated. I think he's overrated. I just don't think he was that good. So that's why I'm shaking my head as a no. I'm sorry.
How much did he get signed for, Pauls? How much did Southampton sign him for?
Who, James Beattie?
Yeah.
28 million. How much money did
he go for? He went for millions of pounds, didn't he? How can someone that goes for so much million be underrated?
Okay, give me a second. He went to South. He joined Southampton in July 1998 for 1 million. Is that loads? Yeah,
Blackburn. What's his other transfer fees?
What? Hold on. To where? To Everton. Doesn't say how much he went to Everton for. He went to Sheffield United for 4 million.
Who?
He went to Sheffield United for 4 million. So that's not a lot.
Is it?
Argument. I mean, that was a pointless piece of
fee. There's too much for him.
Jermaine Defoe for me.
Right, so it's one for Beattie, one for Defoe. Right, yeah. I'm going to go then. So to get this wrapped up, I'd love to have Darren Bent, but I'm not going to be selfish. What Miller said about Michael Bridges brought me back to mind from last time of David Earls with injuries to Michael Bridges for me. Yakuba and Bridges for Dave Graham. Miller's gone Bridges. Oh, he's waiting on Holland's vote.
Michael Bridges.
Yeah, yes. That's it then. Yakuba and Bridges up top. Jaskalainen in goal. Danny Mills right back. Ian Hart left back. Two centre-backs, Sylvain Distan, Joseph Yobo. Right mid, Trevor Sinclair. Left mid, Laurent Robert. Two centre-mids, Gary Speed and Darryl Murphy. Two up top, Yakubu and Michael Bridges.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll speak to you all next week.
Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.